Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. The word for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Berlau, senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. George Washington, Entrepreneur, is his new book, which I encourage you to find and buy. And I promise you, you're going to want to buy two, because when you get one, you're going to think of somebody you're going to want to give it to. Hey, John, you're also a financial expert, a currency expert, cryptocurrency, crowdfunding, et cetera. Let's talk about some of your recent work and leadership in the area of cryptocurrency and the area of Bitcoin. This is a topic I've been talking about for a long time. 5 years ago, I predicted that Bitcoin, no, I'm sorry, that blockchain, not so much, not I didn't comment on Bitcoin because... But I commented on the underlying technology. Blockchain would be a huge part of our lives, and for people to start studying it. And I've followed through on that. I've continued to report it on a regular basis. Not only cryptocurrency, but also the technology below it, and alternative technologies like Cloudcoin. But my big concern is not that I don't think cryptocurrency is good. I just worry about it being an alternative to the United States sovereign currency. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, you've been right in a lot of your predictions and about the certainly about the innovations. I don't think that's not as much my worry. It's sort of like up to the U.S., you know, what they do. If they spend and print money like drunken sailors, then a lot of things are going to be the alternatives, from gold to some foreign currency where there's more austerity, to things like cryptocurrency. So it's kind of up to what the U.S. government is doing. And the benefit of cryptocurrency is, in addition to things like faster transactions, more legitimate privacy, faster payments, other things, it can be an escape hatch from policies that are inflationary for ordinary average Americans.
Right. No, I agree that the government isn't helping preserve the strength of the dollar, our sovereign currency, which I think you would agree with me, is the safe harbor currency of the world, and in my opinion, the most important lever, offensive and defensive lever, a president has, our country has, is the dollar as the current reserve currency of the world. And anything that minimizes that, in my opinion, minimizes our defense against tyrants. And so whether it's a non-dollar denominated cryptocurrency that's generally used as an alternative to the dollar and weakens the dollar, or the profligate spending and inflationary tendencies of our government, either one of those hurts our country. What do you think?
Inflation, the profligate spending, I mean, certainly hurts our country. But I don't know that we've really only had a dollar, in fact, I think, as the dominant currency since World War II. And the U.S. was able, like, with the free banking in the 19th century, other things, to thrive and survive with that. So I think just...
But this is different. John, this is different because we now have Ford and General Motors never had they didn't have an ecosystem. They didn't have a market. They weren't countries of themselves. Facebook, Google, Apple, Amazon, those are essentially countries with their own citizenry, their own economy, their own ecosystem, oftentimes their own values, and they're not beholden. I don't think they feel like they're American countries. And if they get a cryptocurrency that's non-dollar denominated, I just think that's dangerous, John. Tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, where you're wrong is I would certainly rather have them have a cryptocurrency where there are developers in America and some, you know, control in America than have them, you know, put the reserve in some countries, foreign countries' currency. So at the same time, it may be a check on the dollar. I think it's a check on all currencies of the world, including those.
I don't disagree. I think a corporate cryptocurrency that becomes a go-to currency for consumers, especially the younger generations. I think it could weaken all sovereign currencies, and I think that is on the one hand it strengthens despots, it minimizes the bulwark that America is to despots, but it also strengthens these big tech companies, which I think are as dangerous as China. What do you think?
Now, I do not think big tech companies, and I have my issues with them, are as dangerous as China.
Give them
but
time.
I think the point is with the George Gilder actually wrote, I don't know if you've had him on the show, with Life After Google, is that somehow blockchain could, in some ways blockchain could actually be a threat to them, to the internet system, where we don't have to give them our data. If you have VPN blockchain that runs things like, you know, virtual private networks, it actually could, you know, help break, you know, big tech's stranglehold, there are different types of cryptocurrency.
As I wrote in my book, The Third Ingredient, the future of trust is blockchain or blockchain type technology. That's the future of trust, and I think you're right about that. But until we get there, what this path we take looks like, and how it's turned, is the key. And these big tech companies have enough influence to make this direction move in their direction. And that's what I worry about. Quick break. Right back with John Berlau. More good debate with him after the break. CEI.org is the website where he works, Competitive Enterprise Institute. His book is George Washington, Entrepreneur.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.